Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Good morning. It's great to have you here. Very special welcome. Lovely to see some visitors. Every Sunday is special as God's people come together. And today maybe there's something particularly special about it as we launch our One Family theme. What do I mean by one family? Well, spiritually. Each of us, if we're trusting in the Lord Jesus, are brothers and sisters. That's the reality. We do have a spiritual unity. We have a unity amongst the body of Christ here. In fact, we have a unity with believers, brothers and sisters throughout the whole globe. That's a biblical fact. But also when we meet by one family, the Lord calls us to take that spiritual unity and live it out practically in the life of the church, if you like, where the rubber hits the road. That is, living out practical unity in every aspect of our church life together as one family. And as we take that spiritual unity and in the power of the Holy Spirit live that out practically, then spiritually, so start with it spiritually, live it out practically, the spiritual result is that there'll be, I think, just a significant reverberation which will be loud and it will be wide. And the reason I say that is for three things. First of all, living out unity practically is actually what the Lord has created us for. That's what we're designed to be. We're actually designed to be in community. And when we do that, the Lord is glorified because we're fulfilling our purpose. Secondly, because that is the way that we're designed, when we live out practical unity, our lives themselves will be enriched. That's the way we're made. We're made to be in unity. We're made to be in God's family. And because of that, because the Lord will be glorified, because our lives are enriched, spiritual power will be unleashed. It's got to be that way, doesn't it? Because we would be practically living out the way the Lord calls us to. If you think about friends, neighbours, work colleagues who don't know the Lord Jesus, the Christ who they see is who? It's us. I mean, there might be someone on a business trip who comes into their hotel room late at night and picks up a Gideon Bible and goes, wow, these prophecies are about Jesus the Messiah and he was born as Jesus of Nazareth. That happens. But primarily when you hear the testimonies of people coming to faith, it's because of relationship. The Christ who the world sees is us. That's not to put a guilt trip on us or a burden, but it's actually to inspire us to live in practical unity. So today, a couple of people are going to share through the service. Here's my prayer for the church here at Deep Creek. I pray that we will be Spirit-filled, because the very essence of being a Christian is actually having the Holy Spirit, that we will be Spirit-filled. That one family, that practical unity, practical fellowship, practical family will actually be the characteristic of this place. Someone comes new and they go, wow, they really love one another. I mean, they're not perfect, but they actually really genuinely love and care for one another. That we would be Spirit-filled, that it would characterize us, and then thirdly, that being one family would be contagious. It would be contagious to a world that is desperate to experience community. For those who remember Cheers, I mean, if you've been to New York, there's lots of bars like that in New York. People weren't just going to that bar at the end of their workday because they were so desperate for a beer. They were going to the bar because they were desperate for what? They were desperate for community. When you go to your coffee shop, you'll see the same people. You mightn't get into deep, intimate conversation, but there'll be recognition. People feel comfortable that that environment. The world that we're part of just has a desperate hunger for loving, intimate community. So as we live it out, Spirit-filled, a characteristic of our lives, it will be contagious. And I'm inviting Dee to come up and share with us about one family food. Morning.
Morning. Morning again. Now, kids, you need to listen up to this too, because this is for the whole family. This is a family announcement. Who gets hungry? We all get hungry? Yeah, I get hungry. Now, if we believe in Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven, and we're called to live the kingdom of heaven here on earth, when we get hungry, what do? We eat. Now, as Christians, to get hungry for God, we don't eat a hamburger or cereal or toast, if you might have done that. You might not have had a hamburger this morning, but you might have had some cereal or toast. You don't get hungry for God by eating cereal or toast. You get hungry for God by eating His Word. How do you eat His Word? What's His Word? Can anyone tell me what His Word is? What's His Word? Yeah? The Bible. Thanks, Marley. We rehearsed this earlier. You get hungry for God by reading His Word, the Bible. See, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Bible is one of the most common ways in which God speaks to us. So in your Across the Creek this week, your newsletter you should have received as you went in the door, came in the door, there is a one family food plan. And what we would love to do as a family at home is spend 5 to 10 minutes every day with the members of your household eating the Word of God. So on this piece of paper, there are five instructions. So there's a daily plan. So on Monday, there's a Bible verse. On Tuesday, there's a Bible verse. On Wednesday, there's a Bible verse, and so on till Saturday. And then on Sunday, we meet together here as family. So there's six for the week. So what we're encouraging you to do is, as members of your household, if you live alone or there are no other members of God's family in your household, get on the phone to somebody else from church or somebody else who is a member of your household, your spiritual household, and we encourage you to do this together. It shouldn't take you long. So if you get at this and have a look, step one is you ask God to speak to you through His Word. Step two is to actually read the passage, read the scripture. If you have the time, you can read what comes before it and after it just to get the context of the whole passage. Step three is to think about it. We can ask questions of God's Word. We can say, what does that mean? What do you think that means? Hey, Hamish, what do you think that's saying today? I don't understand that. God, what are you trying to say? Step four, act on it. Ask the Lord what He wants you to do, either individually or as a family. What does He want you to do with it? So, God, we've just read this verse. We think it means this. What do you want us to do about it? Is there anything you want us to do about it? And then, number five, pray about what you've learned. Speak to God. Praying is talking to God. Talk to God about what it says, what you've learned, and ask Him to help you to do whatever it is He wants you to do. Does that make sense? Pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy, right? There's also, on the back page, there's a place for notes. So you can write down as a family, or as individually if you're doing it on your own, or whoever's in your household, write down, what has God said to us today? You can write it down. Because if you write it down, do you think you're more likely to do it? Yeah. Adults as well. Yeah, you are. Yeah. This is just a real practical way of spending 5 or 10 minutes. I think for our family, it'll be at dinner time as we're eating. It'll be mayhem. We'll have kids throwing food and we'll have the Bible out and we'll be throwing around questions. But that's family, that's life, and God's amongst it. So there's also a prayer of the week at the bottom. And you can pray that every day as a family or once a week. The more you're praying, the more you're reading, the more we're going to grow, the more we're going to hear from God, the more satisfied we're going to get and the hungrier we're going to get. You see, in the spiritual, the more we eat, the hungrier we get. The hungrier we get from God. And the more we hear from God, when you hear from God, you're encouraged, you're excited, you want to hear more. So that's one family food plan. You will get one of these every single week. We will provide one of these for you every week in Across the Creek. You can also download it from our website. And kids, don't forget to remind Mum and Dad, hey, have we done our food plan today? Yeah? Great. Bless you. If you have any questions, please speak to myself or Randall or Susan or this man right here.